Welcome to the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Hey, listeners. This is Brooke Ledhill, and today we are going to be talking about LinkedIn. You know, the social media platform created specifically for the professional world. Take note, this is not the platform you want to use to stalk a potential love interest, as users receive notifications of who has viewed their profile. However, LinkedIn truly has changed the way we network in the 21st century. With over 546 million worldwide users and a growing number of recruiters and hiring managers relying on LinkedIn to make decisions, an effective LinkedIn profile is a crucial tool for your career. So whether you are in school, currently job hunting, or you've already landed your dream position, we've brought in networking expert Professor Troy Nielsen to help us leverage the power of LinkedIn.
Glad to be here, Brooke. My name's Troy Nielsen. I got a PhD from the University of Utah, but have my bachelor's degree here from BYU. I've been here at BYU for the last 10 years and teach in the Marriott School. My focus in both teaching and research is organizational behavior and human resource management. Within the field of HR and organizational behavior, where I've been most passionate is how to help people develop themselves professionally. I'm very passionate about helping not just students, but helping individuals to have better career opportunities. My experience has been we have good career services at BYU and at other universities. What career services don't often do, frequently at least, is to help students understand how to manage their own careers effectively. It's more often help critique your resume and make sure your resume gets in front of the employers that come to campus, which is a hugely beneficial thing to do, but not sufficient for once you leave the university.
Right, an entire career.
You still want to manage your career effectively, and you're not going to have a career services there to do that.
Right. And so one tool that I think is becoming more and more crucial to careers is LinkedIn.
Yep.
And you are quite the LinkedIn master yourself, right?
I don't know about master. I've got a lot of connections. I still think I'm trying to learn a lot of what features they have behind the scenes. But for me, LinkedIn is the bridge that helps me tap into networks that I otherwise wouldn't have access to.
You've really been here to see the whole rise of LinkedIn and kind of the internet in professional networking. What would you say is the benefit of a LinkedIn profile compared to just a traditional resume?
Research, even prior to LinkedIn, was very consistent that the best way to find new job leads was through networking. LinkedIn's just a platform that makes that easier, both for applicants to find opportunities with companies, to connect with professionals all over the world, but also for companies to target proactively the type of talent profile that they want. With traditional resumes, companies could only look at whatever resumes come in. One, it allows you to incorporate different types of media. If you're an animator, for example, you can post something that you've done, a clip of your animation. You can post that on your LinkedIn profile so that companies that might be interested in your talents can see what you've said you've done, but they can also see evidence of it. One of the challenges, I think, of LinkedIn with resumes, you can tweak and modify your resume and tailor that to different job opportunities, different companies. LinkedIn, at least currently, your profile is your profile, and it's a static, it's not static, but there's a single profile. You can't have various profiles for different types
niches.
Of career paths that you might be interested in. With LinkedIn, you have a summary right below your headline and your photo, and those LinkedIn summaries typically will be more informal and will allow you to go into longer explanation about who you are as a professional. The resume, whatever summary you may have at the top of your resume, usually has to be very concise. It needs to be short and to the point. Also on LinkedIn profiles, you can see recommendations that peers have made about that individual's contributions to an organization. sometimes people will put those on resumes as well, but not very often. And you'd be constrained to only maybe have one of those if you were going to showcase a particular testimonial about your work performance. On LinkedIn profiles, you can have multiple of those recommendations. They have skills endorsements, which can be helpful. I don't know that they're as accurate as I would like them to be, but they're on there at least, and you can see how do other people perceive this individual's strengths and areas of skill. And so I think there's a lot more that you can incorporate into the LinkedIn profile than students typically can in a traditional resume, certainly a one-page resume.
So I know coming from the perspective of a student, and I have not found my dream job yet, and so I see a lot of benefit from using LinkedIn to reach out to potential employers and to kind of put myself out there. But what about for those of us who have already found our quote-unquote dream jobs and aren't actively searching? Is it still worth it to maintain a LinkedIn profile, or I guess what's the benefit there if you're not currently in the job search?
It's absolutely been beneficial for me, and I think it is beneficial for professionals to continue to do that. You want to build your network before you have to use it. And so the idea that you continue to add connections strategically, you don't have to, it's not about how many connections you have. It's about the quality of those connections and what types of opportunities and areas of interest are you able to connect to because of the people you have in your network. One of the powerful things certainly about LinkedIn is the second degree connections. With second degree connections, it's kind of an exponential multiplier of how many people you have access to as you build your network, because every time you add a connection, now you have access to their 200 connections or 500 connections. And so that's very powerful in terms of trying to access broadly people who you wouldn't otherwise have access to.
Sometimes I feel like there's a disconnect between maybe who I'm connected to on LinkedIn and who I would actually feel comfortable reaching out to for, you know, a recommendation or something of that nature. So I guess that's one huge benefit of LinkedIn, is that if it is someone that you're comfortable talking to, it's not necessarily just them that you're trying to connect with, but then you have the list of everyone they're connected to in their circle. And so you can reach out to them for a job opportunity in their circle that you don't have. LinkedIn is not synonymous with our network, but it's a great networking tool.
Correct. And we should think about our network beyond just LinkedIn. However, I used to use business cards heavily when I'd go to professional conferences. I'd go visit companies. When I'm in any kind of networking situation professionally, I would carry around business cards and would trade business cards. And then if you're smart, you follow up within 24 to 48 hours after that to make sure that they remember who you are and sort of start building that relationship. With LinkedIn, I've quit using business cards. I just tell people I'm on LinkedIn. Please reach out and connect with me. That works great for most business organizations, most environments. There are some industries I had a former student in the steelworking industry. I've got somebody in cattle and livestock. And a lot of their peers, they weren't on LinkedIn. They didn't use LinkedIn. And so for them to just use LinkedIn as their network was not very effective. They needed still to have a network of acquaintances and friends beyond LinkedIn, and that's fine, and that's great to keep up that network. LinkedIn just enables you to do some things using the rapid search features of technology to make your networking processes a lot easier and more efficient.
So we've talked about a lot about connections on LinkedIn and what we can use on our personal pages. But beyond that, how important is it to, I guess, be active on LinkedIn with posts or interacting with other people's posts, things of that nature?
There are a couple of benefits, I think, of being more active on LinkedIn. One is that you start to create followers or a brand on LinkedIn because your posts center around a particular topical area or demonstrate a certain quality of insights, or you become known for some things based on your frequent LinkedIn posts. That's not an area I do particularly well or do a lot of, but it gives you some other things to showcase some skills and talents that you have that people can see on LinkedIn with with blog posts that you've made or an article that you've written or a video that you've done in some organization. I think those are probably the main benefits of being active in that way. You want to be careful on LinkedIn. There are settings on your profile that you can change, whether you want changes to your profile to be broadcast out to your connections. You want to be careful when you're in a job, when you're employed by some organization. If you start to make a lot of changes to your LinkedIn profile and those are publicly disseminated, then the company may leap to the conclusion that you're starting to look actively to go someplace else.
Right.
And that would be problematic whether you are actually trying to do that or not. That's not usually something you want your employer to know about that far in advance, at least.
Right. So. Are there any other common mistakes that people make on LinkedIn that you would advise people to watch out for?
The biggest mistake I see that students make is they start a profile. First mistake is not having a profile, not being involved in LinkedIn. LinkedIn has many different premium packages, which to me, for the average student, you don't need to pay the premium price to get the majority of benefits from LinkedIn. So get on LinkedIn, do the free membership, create your account, and then create that basic profile. Second mistake is that they create a profile and they don't complete it. So they'll put their name and they'll put some information, basic information on there, where they're attending school, what their degree program is. They may put even where they're currently working, but they don't populate it then with details about accomplishments and about the kinds of things they've done professionally. They don't. They may not put a photo, which is important on LinkedIn profiles, or they may put an inappropriate type of photo, not something offensive, but just a photo that's not particularly professional or doesn't represent the brand that they want to communicate to potential employers. They may not put a summary, and a summary is important. That's the thing that employers or casual observers of your profile, that's one of the things that they'll see at first glance, is a small snippet of your summary. So you want that to be well done. And then be careful, just as with resumes, you've got to be really careful about misspellings. I still see on some fairly seasoned people on LinkedIn profiles, they spell, instead of spelling manager, it's manger. There's a lot of verbiage on LinkedIn profiles, just like there is on resumes. And if you're not careful, even if you are careful, I still think it's good practice once you've done the bulk of your profile on LinkedIn, I'd have another set of eyes look at it, somebody who you trust in terms of their attention to detail and at least decent at writing and spelling. Just take a look, and is there anything you see there that looks off? For those in the business school, the other common misspelling is Marriott, but there's two T's at the end, not one. But so those are some of the mistakes that I see on LinkedIn profiles. I'd probably say the other one, and this is true on resumes as well, the bullet points that we use when we're talking about our work experience, the most compelling and powerful of those bullets are quantifiable accomplishments, quantifiable results. And too often, both on LinkedIn profiles and on resumes, they are focused on what were our job responsibilities, what were the key activities that we were supposed to be doing in that job. What recruiters and employers, potential employers, want to know is not what were your tasks, but how well did you do them? And what's the evidence for that? Or do you pay attention to results and outcomes?
Definitely. So those are maybe some of the major don'ts.
Yeah.
To the LinkedIn don'ts, if you will. Are there any other LinkedIn do's or tips that you would give to really make a LinkedIn profile stand out?
One of the things that is helpful and I think matters a lot is it's called the headline, which is the description right under your profile photo. You have your name, and then right under that, you can put a headline. What I see too many people doing, this isn't just students, this is people that are out in the work world. They'll use that space to put their job title and the company that they're working at. LinkedIn experts, and I believe it's accurate, that's not the best place to, that's not what you should put there as your headline. Because they can go down and look at your work experience and see where you're working and what job title. And when companies do searches, if they're searching for anybody who works at a particular company, your name will pop, you'll pop up if you've got that down under your work experience someplace. What should be as your headline under your name is those two, three characteristics that define your brand, that are how you add value. And so on my profile, it's business professor, career coach, employee engagement expert. Independent of organization or specific job title, those are three areas that I think I can add value to an organization. And so that's one thing that I think definitely helps. I do think that getting a few recommendations, testimonials from people you've worked with in the past is helpful, especially one of the easiest ways I think to do that. It's awkward to just go up to somebody at work and ask them, hey, my LinkedIn profile is looking a little barren here. Can you say some good things about me and send it to me as a recommendation that I can put on my profile? What's easier to do is you're doing some great things at work and you make a difference for a coworker, your boss, a customer, and they provide you some sort of written feedback, positive feedback about that, an email, or your boss thanks you in a performance review, or a customer submits something and says, I loved working with Brooke, and here's why, and describes that. Ask them, especially if they're in the organization, would you be willing to share that same sentiment on my LinkedIn profile? They already think very positively of you, and they've got some wording they've already composed. It should make it easy. It just makes it more apparent to the rest of the world that you've got certain qualities and attributes that help make your organization a better place. The two things I coach students to do most often when they are doing job search, so this is not necessarily, just to keep networks warm, but when they are searching for jobs, two things. One is to focus on companies. I'd say always have a list of 5 to 7 companies that you want to go work for. And LinkedIn, it's very easy to find out who's at those companies. Just do a search for that company. You can find out, do I have any connections personally to people in that company? And if not, are there connections from my university? Or are there second degree connections who I could then ask for an introduction? It's the success rate if we just apply online for a job posting and just submit our resume and nobody there knows who we are is very low. But if we have somebody on the inside who's an advocate for us, who knows us, if they think positively enough about us, they can make sure that our resume, when we apply, that it gets to the right set of eyes and that they can actually consider us on a different level and hopefully get us in for an interview. And so that's one, is focus on companies. The second thing that I think is really important is an alumni feature, which is not easily found on LinkedIn, but nevertheless is there.
The secrets of LinkedIn.
In your education, you'll have the name of the university or multiple universities if you've earned multiple degrees. Each of those has an alumni. You can find out how many alumni are on LinkedIn. And what you do is just click on the name of the university, and it will pull up a page that says Brigham Young University, in our case. And it has a little box that says See Alumni. You click on that, and it brings up a page that allows you to search And there's 200,000 plus alumni on LinkedIn for BYU. And it's got different filters, different options that you can choose, either where, what location you're looking for BYU alumni, what company you're looking for BYU alumni, what type of work they do, I think what degree they studied in school. And you can use those filters to narrow down to some set of BYU alumni that you want to find. And then at the bottom of the page, it will show you, it will pull up their profiles. And so you can find out what actual jobs and companies are they in and leverage the fact that you're a student. Most alums, they've been in the same place the students are now, and they had help along the way. They had people who they networked with and were helpful to get their foot in the door at something. And so they're typically, BYU alumni, in my experience, are quite generous with their time and their connections, as long as they have some sense of why the person's reaching out to them. And so the last tip I would say, so use that alumni feature to identify people you want to connect with that have that common bond of BYU. And the last tip is, when you invite them to connect on LinkedIn, don't just take the easy route and do the default invitation, which is, you're somebody I trust, and so please connect with me on LinkedIn. It's very impersonal. Just write a sentence or two. Why are you reaching out? Why do you want to connect with this person on LinkedIn? I find your career path fascinating. It's similar to the things that I envision for my own career down the road. I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn. Or, I'm a student at BYU. I'm really interested in working at Apple. And I see that you've been at Apple for 8 years. I'd love to hear your experiences working at Apple. Let's connect on LinkedIn. So just instead of just the basic default invitation, give a little context for why you're reaching out.
Thank you so much for sharing all of your ideas. Those are all great tips. Is there anything you'd like to say as we wrap up about the benefits of using LinkedIn?
Success in business and life is about relationships. LinkedIn's a tool online that helps manage those connections. It's not necessarily depth of relationships with LinkedIn. That's something you have to cultivate more on your own with interactions with people. But it definitely helps for breadth of connections and for ease of proactively searching for what you want to find for your career, whether you're an applicant or whether you're a recruiter.
Well said. Thanks again, Troy. So here's the bottom line. While LinkedIn is not a substitute for networking, it can be an impactful tool to manage your connections. To most successfully leverage the power of LinkedIn, remember to showcase the full spectrum of your skills and experience on your page. Highlight your unique strengths and data-proven contributions, and pay attention to the opportunities possible through your personal and university connections. A big thanks again to Professor Troy Nielsen for sharing his wisdom on today's show. My first interaction with Troy was when I enrolled in his undergrad organizational behavior class. I made a comment on the first day and was shocked when Troy, who I had never introduced myself to, thanked me by name for the comment I made. I've never met another professor who takes the time to learn students' names before classes even start, which is just one indication of how important connections are to Troy. If you want to learn more about Troy and the projects he's currently working on, you can read his interview that was published in the fall 2017 edition of Marriott Student Review. This is Brooke signing off for the MSR podcast. See you next time.